Hello.
Hi, David.
Yes.
Hi, it's Nadine Medina.
Hi.
Hey, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to call the other number, and then I thought, well, maybe the mobile number he gave me. I know you said you needed. Okay. I wasn't sure, so I left a message on the other one, and then I thought, wait a minute. I know he mentioned that was a landline, so.
When I'm not in my office, it'll forward. You know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did I give you enough time? I know you said you needed like 15 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So, where we had left off at, basically, what I was going to do was go over, you know, what we do and how we can better assist you. Okay. Of course, if we are going to be servicing your Google profile page, you would no longer need to pay Google what you're paying a month, okay? I know you mentioned you were spending $500 a month. So I would tell you that if we're going to be taking over, you know, optimizing your profile page on that first page and maintaining it there, you don't want to be paying us and them, okay? You would want to just stick with us.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I'm pissed off of them, so I'd be glad to cut them off.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that, okay? Now, I know that when you were speaking with Giselle, you had mentioned that you target within a 30 to 40-mile radius for potential customers, correct, from Owensboro,
yeah, like
where you're at?
Yeah, I'd like to concentrate on the Bowling Green area.
Okay.
Which is about an hour from here.
Okay, perfect. Now, we can do that. We could target different ways. We could either target by zip codes, cities, counties, or by mile radius. Okay, and I'll tell you how we'll do that.
There's like four zip codes at Bowling Green.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So as far as with your local listing, right, we'll optimize your profile page to the first page on Google, and we will also list you at the top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. The Google Ads, we will manage it. You do not incur the cost per click, we do, okay? Because we're going to provide you the program at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis with no contracts.
Okay, how much?
So I can offer it for you today at the flat rate of $299 a month.
So you're telling me if somebody goes to their computer and they live in Bowling Green and they go to Google and they type in roofing companies, I'm going to be at the top of the search?
Yes, sir. You'll be there amongst those on the first page. We'll make sure that you're always coming up as a top recommended option, okay?
Yep.
Now, so, and just to kind of go over in detail with you, so it's $299 a month. It does come, typically it comes with a setup fee of $299, but I'm taking off $200 off of the setup fee. The setup fee would only be $99. It's a one-time setup fee to just cover all of the programming, okay?
Right.
So the initial investment would be $398 to get started today. Every month after would be a flat rate of $299, month-to-month with no contracts. We'll list you both in the local map section on the first page and at the top in the Google Ads. We're going to list you on Bing. We're also going to list you amongst the popular directories in your area. Just to mention some of those, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. In fact, I do see you have a Yelp listing. So if you have one there, we're not going to create a new one for you.
Yeah, I don't really like Yelp.
Yelp, I mean,
I'm not a big
Yelp
fan.
Is good.
I shouldn't even sign up for it, but, you know.
To be honest with you, if you're signing up with Yelp, when I used to be a business owner years ago, I used Yelp because I had a catering business. Okay. So it's not that it doesn't work for businesses, but I see Yelp being more as like for restaurants when you want to check out, like, you
exactly.
know, when you're looking for a party
exactly.
planner and stuff like that.
Food industry, right?
Yes. So we'll get you listed on those other directories that are most popular for you. If you don't have a Facebook page, we'll create one for you. Okay, business.
No, I've got
Facebook
a really
page.
Good one. I've got a
oh,
great
you do?
Facebook page. There are tons and tons of videos, posts.
Really?
I boost
awesome.
Shit on there all the time.
Okay. Okay, good.
It's under pro finish remodeling.
Okay. All right. I'll see if I can pull that up. Now, we'll also make sure, now your website, you own that website, right? I mean, that website's yours. The website that you have, that one is yours, correct?
Yeah.
Beautiful website, by the way. Good job on that.
Thank you.
Now, that website, we'll make sure that it is attached where we list your business. We also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll also give you exposure on mobile devices. So whether they're searching from their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet, they're going to also be able to find you through those devices as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. That's what I can provide you with today. One of the questions I was also going to ask you as I'm looking here. Oh, I see the Facebook page now. Okay, very nice. Now, I see an address that's showing currently on your Google profile page. Is that your home address, Trifecta Place?
It needs to be Trifecta Place, yeah. And there's I've been trying on Facebook to get the correct, to get the right address on there. It's still showing the old 434 Somerset Court. That's no longer my address, so you need to switch it to Trifecta Place.
Okay, well, the reason that I ask, yeah, and the reason I ask is this, okay, is it like your home office or is it like an actual?
It's home office.
Okay, what I would recommend is this, so we don't like your home address showing on Google. Google doesn't like that either. I would have your address hidden. They don't need to see your physical address, right?
Yeah, you can just put on there like serving the tri-state or whatever.
Exactly. So we would make sure that the address is hidden. Okay, so we'll make sure that that's hidden. Now, we also will provide you, okay, it's a customized tracking and reporting system. Okay, David? It's through your client dashboard. So what it does is it gives you access to view your listings, okay? You can see all of the keywords that you're listed for. You can see how many clicks, the location of the search that was performed. You can also track the calls that you're getting from new customers. Now, anytime that you want to add keywords, you want to run a promotion, change any of your content, you can do so. You always have the assistance of your account management team. One of the things that I wanted to mention, right, you get a lot of calls from, you know, people asking you for things that you don't even, you know, if somehow the line's been, I don't know, crossed or what have you, okay? We do provide, okay, at your choice, it is a tracking number. The tracking number, the good thing about it is we're able to block spam calls from coming through.
Yeah.
So I've had clients, you know, I had a client just about 3 months ago. He had called in and he's like, listen, I got this person who's calling me and telling me that I need to pay $50. They're going to optimize my listing. I said, what's the number? And so I looked up the number and it automatically came up as scam this, scam that. I mean, people just writing all kinds of stuff. And I said, listen, we're going to block the number at any time. And I'm not going to lie to you. There is a possibility, right, when you're having more online presence, David, that you might get calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are not related to our company, Local Splash. All you have to do is tell them, listen, I'm already working with the company. Don't entertain the phone call and just hang up.
Right.
If it becomes a problem, let us know, and what we'll do is we will have that number blocked from calling you.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it before, so I had it with
but
one client.
I won't know the number. All it says is spam call. You know, they give you the number. So
yeah, well, sometimes we're able to see it through the reporting. Sometimes we're able to see it through the reporting. Because I had some guy that he said, man, this number keeps calling me. And I'm not even joking. The guy, because the calls were recorded, and the guy was telling him, like, so much stuff that we weren't doing this, we weren't doing that. And the guy's like, I'm getting calls, you know, from your program, and this guy's telling me that you guys aren't doing your job. I said, well, you've been getting calls, right? Well, yeah, I'm getting work. So you know we're doing our job. So we were able to get that guy blocked because he was just being, yeah, he was being super aggressive and rude to him on the phone. It was crazy. But, you know, again, we'll be able to, that's how we can, you know, kind of get through what are your spam calls and all that, because we really want you to be successful with our program. I mean, we're going to manage your listing and we're going to make sure that you're being found for all your services at that moment when they're searching. Cause that's where 90% of the searches are starting and stopping is on that first page. The quality of work that you provide, you got to be there. I mean, you should be there amongst your competitors.
Pay my dues, yes.
Exactly. So that's what I can offer you today.
Mm-hmm. I live in Owensboro, okay?
Right.
I want to come up in the top search in Bowling Green and Owensboro also.
Okay.
How much is this going to cost me?
So, as I told you, it would be the $299 a month, the one-time setup fee of $99. So for us to get it started, it would be $398, and then every month after is $299.
Okay.
You said bone. Give me that location again for some reason.
My computer stopped. Like you're not going to hit me for a bunch of extra money for clicks and all that crap, right?
No. So the cost per click, we incur that, not you.
Right.
You don't incur that.
Yeah,
we're the ones who get the cost per click.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, when you're managing it on your own, you're going to be incurring that cost per click. But because we're doing it, you're not going to incur that cost. And I know you said Owensboro is where you want to come up on the top, and then which is your local area, right? So your local listing, and then Boeing.
Bowling Green, yeah.
Bowling Green. Hold on one second. How's the weather right now?
It's getting ready to start snowing. It's cold.
Oh my gosh.
We got a chance getting a there's a good chance we might get 14 inches of snow, they said. They don't know what it's going to do. But it's getting
no
ready to
way.
Crazy here,
oh
right?
My gosh. Yeah, well, wasn't it Texas that had that crazy weather too, right? Everything was ice.
We had the worst tornadoes in the history of the state.
Oh my gosh.
2 weeks ago.
Oh wow. Yeah, I have an aunt that lives in Tennessee. She moved from Florida to Tennessee. She's older now. We don't get to see her as often, but she lives there with her son and her daughter.
Okay. I got hang on, I'm going to write down some notes here.
No worries. What's the best email address for you, David?
profinish@roadrunner.com.
Okay, what I'm going to do first, David, is I'm sending you two emails. Okay, they'll both be coming from me, Nadine Medina, at Local Splash. Now, the first email, what it's going to say in the subject part, it'll say Google Advertising. It's going to have everything outlined that I just went over with you. It's $299 a month for a platinum package, no contracts with the one-time setup fee of $99. It shows everything that is included in that program, you know, the Google Ad Space, which is, you know, the Google Ads, local listing, tracking and reporting system, directory submission package, and so forth. And then.
Yeah, I'm also, you know, we also do siding and windows and sunrooms, but I don't want I still want to keep those headings in Owensboro, okay?
Of course.
I just want to kind of focus on the roofing mainly in Bowling
Green. For now.
I don't want to be building sunrooms that far away from town.
Okay, not a problem. So here's what we can do, right? Because we have a lot of businesses, right, that offer a number of services, and sometimes they just really want to focus on one service that, you know, they need more of, you know, because they got plenty with the others. You can always change it at any time. If you want to focus right now on the roofing, we can do that. Later on, if you want to go ahead and say, hey, listen, I also want to be found for the siding and whatever other services, we can go ahead and add in those keywords. It's not going to cost you more. You can change them at any time, okay?
So do I have to call you all to get that done, or do I do it?
No, you have a couple of different ways, right? You can access it.
If I had a phone number I could call.
Yes. Yes, and I'm going to provide all of that to you because here's the thing. We do all the work, right, so that you can focus on your jobs, you know? All you have to do is either call us, send us an email, hey, I have an update, hey, I need you to make this change, and we'll do the work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm also sending you a second email. It's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So it will give you an overview of our reporting system. This way you can get familiar with it on how the reports will look.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know we're going to go over just, you know, the notes as far as like re-verifying, you know, the business name. We always want to make sure everything's accurate and consistent. When it comes to your phone number, the phone number that's going to be listed on Google, are you keeping it as the 270-926-7373?
Well, for my local town, I do, but for Bowling Green, I just want you to use the 270-570-0868.
Okay.
For the Bowling Green.
Okay. Let
unless,
me ask you.
Unless you can get me a Bowling Green number as a tracking number.
I'm trying
that way
to think.
When somebody searches, it looks like a.
So
I could go purchase a Go phone or something from Bowling Green and get a Bowling Green phone number and be a little more feel kind of shady, but not really.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, it's typically about what 70 miles away from you, right?
Yep.
From where your current location. Okay. You don't have a location in Bowling Green, right? Do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But that would be the area mainly that you want to target outside of your local area.
Yes. Well, I mean,
okay.
there's areas on the way to Bowling Green.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Because
of course.
Little towns in like Muhlenberg County, there's some damage I need to hit there as well. So.
Okay. And listen, and you can always change the areas that you want to target. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I would do. I'm taking a look. I'm trying to figure out what would be the best way. So if we provide you a tracking number, it would be linked to one of your phone numbers. It would be a tracking number that would be listed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when they call it, I mean, it's going to ring to your number. So it would just be like one number because Google only allows one phone number, right, on Google.
Well, apparently they got this wrong tracking number for me now, and I can give you that number.
What is that number that they have for you? What is it?
The one that this guy called me today looking for a Roku box.
Okay.
I said, how did you get my number? He said, I clicked it on the internet through Google. I said, what's that number? It's 270-479-6070. So apparently that's the goofy number that is somewhere on the internet. That people think, I don't know, that's the phone number that a guy called me. He said, that's the number I dialed looking for a Roku box, and it came to my company.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've been getting called. I had a guy call me going, y'all sell meat grinders? And I said, excuse me? He said, well, I piped in meat grinder, and your company came up. I'm like, this is pro fitness remodeling. You know, what do you want, a meat grinder? I said, what are you talking about? You know what? The phone rings. It says wireless caller. I answer it. It says hold for your Google customer. And it's y'all got meat grinders.
Oh my gosh!
Sometimes it's my competition looking for
Rodney
Lee Roofing. Or sometimes it's is this not Super 8 or is this not Lowe's? I mean, you can't imagine. I've not gotten one call in the last 2 months. When it says answer the phone, it says hold to you. It's a recording. Hold to your Google call.
Uh-huh.
Not one time has it been a legitimate call. Not one time.
Oh my goodness!
So I'm getting these emails from Google. They're showing how many times I answer these calls and how many times I pick up. And I send emails back to that to tell them, hey, somebody call me. There's something wrong. These numbers are not. You got your lines twisted or something. You know,
right.
They won't answer it. And when I call California, they're not going to talk to anybody.
Oh my gosh.
I used to have somebody would call me from Google and I would get on my computer and we would sit there and spend 45 minutes and tweak everything the way I wanted it. And they quit calling me. So I'm going to Google searches and I'm coming up in my local town, but I'm trying to grow my business to Bowling Green and you know, I pulled up 40 companies and I wasn't even listed. So, you know, Angie's leaving.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really good there, you know.
Right.
they're helping out, but see, you know, I'm not spending that much with Angie's Leads, but still, you only get so many of those, and then you're out for the month, you know, so.
Yeah, because they have you, like, on a budget.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not going to throw them an open checkbook, you know, I'm not doing that, so.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I would notate it so that way, because the way our process is, you and I would set up the account, right? We go over some notes, and we'll also set up, it's called a client interview. It's with one of our technicians, and what the technician does is basically goes over all of the keywords, keyword phrases, you know, re-verifies the information that you and I verify just to make sure that I have everything accurate and consistent across the board. And then what they do is they also go over the areas that we're targeting. Also in that client interview, I would notate in the notes that you would like a tracking number. It would be a tracking number that would actually like ring to your cell phone, right? Or it's going to ring. You let us know what number you want it to be attached to. They won't see your number. They're going to see the tracking number. Okay.
Right, so, right. But I don't know if that's a good idea or if I should just be straight up, because they're going to find out if I'm Owensboro anyway. I'm not going to lie to them.
Yeah, well, then just be straight up and just put your own phone number.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I would do.
If they want to go to the – see, a lot of people, they go to these roofing manufacturers, and they look up to see who are certified by them. And I come up under GAF, which is the number one selling shingle in America. And
right.
I'm Owensboro, where I live. In this town, I'm Owensboro's only Master Elite certified roofer. So, you know, when you go to Google and type in Pro Finish Remodeling, it's going to show, this guy's a Master Elite certified, one of our top installers. So,
right.
You know, I just tell people, you know, we work about a 60-mile radius, and they're good with that. I've already got leads through Angie's Leads. So,
and listen,
on this end of it, and get all these stupid calls coming to me from
meat
grinders and Roku boxes.
So they'll definitely give you that option, okay, just so you know, but you can't always just stick with your phone number. And I'll tell you this, I mean, people don't mind where you're located, because just recently I had to have plumbing done in my home, and you know that's one of the arteries of the household. And
right.
And this will tell you how old my house is. It was cast iron plumbing I had prior.
Oh, wow.
So, and here where I live, you know, the water is hard water, so we had to get everything replaced. This was like probably 2 weeks before Christmas. I was like beside myself because I didn't have my Christmas decorations up. My house was upside down. I had to get new flooring done. It was just a mess, right? But the guys that I chose, they weren't even local guys. These were guys that were 45 minutes away from me. And I'm going to tell you why I picked them, because the guys were straightforward, and they told me very confidently, we will get this job done in one day. And no joke, I thought, yeah, right. They're going to end up having to extend it another half day, if at the least. They got it done in one day. They told me, listen, we just need 2 more hours. Of course, because, you know, there was, you know, once you get to the problem, then there's these other little things that come up, which I knew it was to be expected, right, with the house being as old as it is. But, I mean, I went with those guys, and they weren't local.
if people do their diligence, they're going to see that we're legitimate, we're certified, we got an A-plus rating. They're going to see if they go to the – now, on my Google listing, there's a bunch of great reviews on there. Are they still going to be able to see all my reviews?
Yes, sir. You got 36 of them. You're a 4.8.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's
you got great reviews. It is. It is. You know what? And the longer you're in business, the more reviews you'll get. But I'll tell you, I mean, from what I see, you got great reviews. Your Facebook is 5 out of 5. Home Advisor is 4.5 out of 5. I mean, Google, you have 4.8. You got great reviews. The quality works there. So those reviews, they won't disappear. We're not going to touch them. We can't do anything with them. Okay? Now, I'm also going to send you right now, I sent you the text message that had my phone number. Although I'm the lead on the account, I still like to provide my information. Okay? The second text message that I'm going to send you is the number to our customer service. David, any time that you have an update, question, concern regarding the account, you will contact customer service. Okay? So let me get that sent over to you. And then I'll be
for
sending
local
you
splash,
right. Yes, for local splash, correct. Now
what
we're
is the
here.
Your company? Local Splash.
Local Splash. LocalSplash.com.
Okay, and you're where in Costa Mesa?
Costa Mesa, California. Mm-hmm. Which is, if you've ever been to Disneyland, we're about 20 minutes away. Disneyland's in like my backyard.
Nice.
Not really. I mean, the grandkids love it, but I can't stand the fireworks show. It drives me crazy. It sounds like it's a war zone going off.
Oh, I bet. All the time.
Oh, yeah.
I like to have the money to spend on fireworks, huh?
Oh, how about what we spend in our electricity bill, right? I think we pay for their electricity, too. I'm
they
like,
might have that wired up like that. You never
yeah.
know.
You know what? I'm like, I live in Anaheim. Do you think I would get a break? And I'll tell you, if you're a California resident, they don't give you a discount to purchase a ticket from there either.
They don't.
You pay like everybody else. Oh, yeah. I'm more of Knott's Berry Farm because it's more of like, you know, Western. I like that more. I don't know. I grew up watching Lonesome Dove, Little
right.
House on the Prairie, you know.
Yeah.
Bonanza. That's what I grew up on. I also sent you a second text message, and I'm sending it to your cell phone. The second text message, it's a link to a YouTube video. It's about, I would say, 6 minutes long, but when you have time, David, just take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and see your reports to track your success with our program, okay?
So let me ask you, so what? Repeat what you just said. I was kind of preoccupied.
It's okay. So
an email or a text to do the
It's a text. I sent you
okay.
a text. It has a link to, it's a YouTube
okay.
video, right? As I mentioned, it's like maybe about 6 minutes long. But
mm-hmm.
what it does is it gives you a demonstration on how you go in, like putting in your password that we provide you and your username and how you go in and view your reports. This way you can get familiar with how the reporting system is. It's nothing too difficult, I promise you, but just to get familiar with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, your first name, you spell it David, right? It's just for the account purpose. Okay. And what's your last name, David?
Sugg, S-U-G-G.
Okay. Now, the number that, as of now, that you want listed on Google, is that going to be the number that shows now, the 926-7373?
Well, no. See, that's a landline number to Owensboro.
Okay. Do you want to change it to your cell phone? Okay.
Yes, 270-570-0868.
Okay. You said it's 270?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
570-0868. It used to be a big deal. Everybody didn't want to have cell phone numbers as their business numbers, but I don't think that matters anymore because all these real estate agents, they all use their cell phone numbers.
Oh, they all do. Everybody uses a cell phone. In fact, you know, the bad part of having a cell phone is I don't remember phone numbers.
I mean, can you list two numbers on that?
On Google, you can only list one phone number. However,
okay.
on the directories, I mean, where we can list two phone numbers, where it's applicable, we could list two
yes.
phone numbers. Just on Google, it's only one number. Okay?
Okay, but maybe under my info, you could put the other 926 number for
okay.
Owensboro people, you know?
So, on Google, though, you'll have the one phone number, which is going to be your mobile phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where else where we list you, like on the other directories, do you want us to list both?
Yes.
Okay.
Just Bowling Green, just my cell phone number.
Okay. So you want Bowling Green to only have your cell phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see how we can do that. Because I know the local listing is going to show your cell phone number. Because right now it shows your landline.
What, does Bowling Green?
Yeah, or no, Owensboro, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It'll forward to my cell phone, but, you know, it's just, that's an Owensboro number. I've had it 15 years.
Okay.
And it shows people that we are local. That's an old Owensboro phone number, and I think it makes people realize this company's been around for a while, you know. But to see an Owensboro phone number, if you live in Bowling Green, well, it might immediately go, you don't want those guys. They're from Owensboro, you know. But if they see a cell phone number that's still the same area code, they might not make a big deal. They might just think, oh, they probably got a newer number or something. You know?
Yeah, they don't really. Okay, so if we can make it to where – in Greensboro, you want it to show the cell phone number. I'll notate it in there. I can't promise that we can, but
Owensboro,
I'll notate
Owensboro.
It. Yeah, Owensboro.
Owensboro.
Okay. Yeah, let me go back.
To Greensboro.
No, I'm sorry. Owensboro is going to show the 737 number, the one that ends in 737, correct?
927373.
Yes. Now, for the other area,
Bowling Green.
I'm over here getting tongue twisted. Okay. So Bowling Green, if we can make it to where it's the cell phone number showing for that area, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I will notate it like that. Let me see what they can do so that way it shows that. I know on Google itself.
If it's going to be a big deal, you know, we can just put the cell phone everywhere because some people –
uh-huh.
On their mobile device would like to text and they see an Owensboro landline number, 926.
Yeah.
And then they're forced to call and they may not want to do that. They might want to text me.
Exactly.
So let's just put the cell phone number everywhere. 270-570-0868. Just put it everywhere.
Okay.
Forget
we'll put it everywhere, but where applicable, I'll put your secondary phone number, your landline.
Okay.
Okay.
Big deal.
Okay. All right.
Because this day and age, like you say, people text and, you know, sometimes somebody doesn't want to talk to somebody right away. They're not able to, but they would send them a text, say, hey, I think we're interested in a roof job. But if they try to text the 926 number and it doesn't go through like you were doing, you thought you texted me and I wasn't answering, but I never got it.
Yeah, you're like, no, I didn't get it. And I'm all, I sent it. Go back. But that clarified it because it was a landline. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out, right?
Yeah, sorry about all that.
No, no worries. I don't mind. I'd rather that we're all on the same page and that even if I re-verify it three times, I don't care. I'm going to make sure that it is right. Okay.
All right.
Now, as far as with the company name on how it should read, and I know it'll sound silly, but I always like to verify. On your Google profile page, it currently shows as Pro Finishing Remodeling. Three separate words, correct?
It should be Pro Finish Remodeling.
Yes.
One word, Pro Finish Remodeling, second word.
Okay. That's what I want to make sure. Because it has it currently on your Google profile page as Pro, and then there's a space, finish, space, remodeling. But the pro finish should be together as one word, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the actual legal name of my company is Pro Finish Windows and Siding. Okay.
I was going to ask you that.
So, but all my cards say Pro Finish Remodeling because we do so much more than windows and siding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you call the Better Business Bureau, it would say, you know, this company also goes by Pro Finish Remodeling.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
So it's legitimate. I mean, in other words, if somebody's looking up Pro Finish Windows and Siding at the Better Business Bureau, it'll say also Pro Finish Remodeling. So.
Okay. And then the P and the F are capitalized, how like it is on your Facebook page?
However, yeah, that's fine. Looks pretty good like that.
Okay.
The capital P, capital F?
Yes, sir. That's how I saw it. Okay. And then we'll make sure that your trifecta place address is hidden. We don't want your address to show on Google.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hide that. I got your website link. That's going to be attached. Make sure it stays attached. And then, okay. So I'll start going over the billing, David. Now, the card that you're going to be using today for the payment, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
I've got a couple, you know, so. Let me get that.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
I just don't see how you guys are doing this, you know, for that kind of price. That's really a good price.
Well, I'll tell you, we've been doing this now, like I said, 17 years this past December. So typically, I'm not going to lie, I mean, this package typically runs $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee. I mean, you've been in business for quite some time. We're not having to build you a website. That's why
right.
I was able to discount it to the $299, and then I removed $200 off of the setup fee for you.
Right.
I will tell you this, David, okay? Let's say...
It's not too good to be true, is it?
No, no. Let's say later on down the line, right? Let's say you want to increase, you know, what we're currently doing. Because we allocate from the $299, we will allocate $100 to your Google Ads. You don't incur that cost per click like I told you we do, and we get it at a better rate. And because we're the ones managing it, we're making sure we're using the proper keywords, right? And
right.
keyword phrases.
So what about this $500 that Google's taking out of my checking account?
Don't pay it no more. Don't
right.
pay that no more. Because then what it's going to do, it's making you spend more money, and at the same time, it could hurt your ranking. So don't pay no more.
Who do I contact to do that?
You can't talk to anybody. Yeah, I would recommend you have an app that you go into, right?
Google Ads. I got a Google Ads app that I use, but there's nobody
you should be. You should be able to go in there where you put your business information, your credit information, and remove that.
Yeah, I'll go to my computer and do that.
Yeah, I'm going to highly suggest you do that, or else you're spending money with them and spending money with us, and that's going to be too much. Now, let's mm-hmm. just say, David, later on down the line, let's say you want to allocate more money towards your Google Ads. You feel like you want to do that. You always can, okay, at your discretion. You could always say, hey, I feel like I want to go ahead and increase my Google ad spend, right? So mm-hmm. you can always increase it. I have clients that have done it in the past. We want you to see how the program works for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to hit you with that amount. We want you to see the progress, you know, the traction that you're getting with our program,
yeah.
and you always have the option to increase it at any time that you want, okay?
Yeah, because I've gotten burned before, believe me.
I want you to feel comfortable first with what we're offering you, and I want you to see your results, and you'll see that, you know, I mean, we're managing your account. We're not just going to throw you up there. It's not a matrimony, okay?
Right.
It's not a marriage. You don't have to find a divorce lawyer to leave us. And any content that that we created, any reviews that you generate when you're with us, none of that goes away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't disappear. The only thing is that if you canceled with us, you won't have the Google Ads anymore because we're not servicing it. And eventually, you would fall off the first page because we're not servicing it. But none of your content's going to disappear, okay?
So if somebody leaves me, do they have to go to your website or your
no.
app or whatever to
no.
leave a review? Okay.
Nope. And in fact, we also help you monitor them. So you'll get this notification whenever a review is left for you across one of the major review sites. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a notification so you get to see it before it even posts.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, no, they don't have to go through us to leave you a review. Okay.
I'm still going to come up in a search in Owensboro.
Yes, sir. With the Google Ads is how we're going to be able to target in those specific areas that you want to be found in that are outside of your local area. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go on further and talk to someone about what words do I want in Owensboro? What words do
yes.
I want calling?
Yes,
okay.
Because with the local listing, you get 17 to 20 keywords. With the Google Ads, which is how we target outside of your local area, you get up to 50 keywords. Okay? And they have a database, so they'll be able to let you know which ones are the most searchable ones
right.
in those areas. Okay?
Does this person I'm going to be talking to work for locals or somebody else?
Yes, they do. Everything we do is in-house. Everything. We don't outsource any of it. Okay? It's all within our company. And then, let's see. Now, the billing, you said you had several cards. I don't know which card you wanted to use.
Okay, it's Visa.
Okay, and what's the name on the card?
David A. Sugg.
S-U-G-G. You said S
yep.
at the end? Or S-U-G-G?
No S.
Okay. Is the business name on the card as well, or just your name?
David A. Sugg and Pro Finish.
Pro Finish.
It's actually two words on the card, pro and then
finish. Okay. And I know you said that was a Visa, right?
Yep.
What's the billing address for that card?
5151 Trifecta Place.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Owensboro, Kentucky, 42301.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4036.
Mm-hmm.
2308.
Okay.
0098.
Mm-hmm.
1626.
Expires?
04 of 25.
And the CVV on the back?
006.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4036-2308-0098-1626. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And then that expires April of the year 25. And then the CVV on the back is 006, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, David, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Okay, just say, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. I just want to make sure, you know, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Will I get receipt through email or
you'll get it through both.
Mail?
You'll get it through both. You're going to get a receipt sent to your email, and we're also going to send it to your text message, to your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get it in two places, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make sure that – I'll ensure that you received it before we even disconnect, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, David, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pro Finish Remodeling.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Sugg, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 14th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'll be processing the payment. And then I'm going to take a look at the calendar because I want to schedule your client interview. We do want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Okay, the client interview, what we'll do is we'll block out an hour. It can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details. And just so you know, what goes on in the client interview, as a reminder, they're going to basically be, you know, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the keywords, the areas we're targeting. So that's where I like to say the real magic's going
to
happen.
Well, I have to be on a computer for
this? No, you do not need to be in front of a computer. Okay.
Good.
In fact, what I'm doing here is I'm actually going to take a look at the calendar first. So let's see. Looks like we're booked up for the remainder of this afternoon. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? The earliest appointment I would have, or not for tomorrow, I'm sorry, for Monday. The earliest appointment I would have for Monday would be 10 to 11. I have 11 to 12. I have 1 to 2. And then I have 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and then 5 to 6. What time do you prefer on Monday?
10 to 11.
10 to 11 will work for you? Okay. So let me, now you're also going to be receiving as well an email with that calendar invite. So let me get that set up for you here first. Now, for your client interview or when we're contacting you regarding your account, do you prefer that we call your cell phone and not your landline? Would that be best?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. All right. So let me set up your calendar invite. You're going to be receiving also an email from us with your calendar invite. And then what we do is an hour before your appointment, we will send you a reminder an hour prior for your upcoming interview. Okay.
And what number will it come from? What the,
they will actually be calling you from an 877 number. Okay, the number will start with 877. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. All right. And then we're going to go over some notes, make sure you got your receipt, and then you'll be all set. Let me just get this over to you.
I'm trusting you guys.
And I appreciate you giving us the opportunity. I consider it an opportunity for us to help you grow your business.
Yeah, because if you do me a good job, like I said, I'll probably expand and everything, you know. But,
yeah,
you know, I want to see how this goes first.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree 100%. Okay, now I sent out the calendar invite for you, and I'm just putting it in the notes that it's going to be Monday. I can't believe that this month is flying by.
Yep.
I'm like, where does the time go? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm going to be 50 this year.
You don't sound like it.
It's going to be the new 25, I guess. That's what they say.
That's right.
Wishful thinking. I'm throwing myself a birthday party. My husband goes, "You're throwing your own party?" And I said, "Yes, because I want it to be the way I like it," right?
There you go. 50, it's your day.
So my cousin was making fun of me, and she's all, "You act like it's your sweet 16. I said, "I don't care. I haven't had a birthday since I was 15, like a huge party, right? I mean, Hispanics, we always celebrate when the girl turns 15. I'm all, but, yeah. This is a milestone for me.
That's awesome.
My husband's like, "You sure you don't want to go somewhere?" And I said, "No, I don't want to go anywhere. I want a party where I could dance."
I tell you what, I've got a lot of great Hispanic friends, and they're some of the best people you could ever want to know.
Sometimes we're a little crazy, though.
I've had nothing but good experience. I've got several crews that are Hispanic. I was at Chewy. He's one of my best roofers. Been with me 20 years. I was at his wedding.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're talking about a beautiful ceremony, these people.
Oh, yeah.
Humongous wedding. Everybody's dressed to the nines. I mean, this place, it was like something out of a magazine.
You know, I'll tell you, like, in my family, I'm the fourth generation here. My grandfather
take the weddings for real, don't you?
Oh yeah. Oh no. No joke. Especially like when my mom got married, you know, because of course the majority of Hispanics are Catholic, right? When my mom got married, if your mass was an early morning mass, your ceremony, you had to feed your guests breakfast, like whether it be coffee and hot cocoa and pan dulce, or you know, I mean, you had to. It was a custom. And I'm like, man, that's a lot of money. Eat breakfast before you go to my ceremony.
Right. You pretty much got them all day then.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then the after parties were even worse. More money. Yeah.
Everyone's dancing. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah. Really is. And I do have here, okay, so I'm attaching your website here, the link. And then I know we talked about the areas. I mean, roughly it's going to be about 60 to 70 miles, but we definitely want to make sure we're covering that other area that we had talked about. And I'm just grabbing it here from my notes.
Link to Facebook page also, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pro-Cash Remodeling Facebook page.
Yes, sir. I got that right here. Now, you're okay with when it comes to contacting you, they can phone you, text you, email, all three, or phone and text? What do you prefer? All three?
Any of it.
Okay.
Because if they go on my website and they want to contact me, it comes straight to that email anyway. So,
awesome.
You know,
awesome. Okay.
If they want to sign up for financing and all that, I've got financing and all that on my website. Too,
okay. So. Awesome. And then I know you talked about mainly your focus is roofing. What other services do you want me to list?
Siding, windows.
Uh-huh.
Sunrooms.
Okay. And this is all residential and commercial roofing?
Yeah.
Or just, okay.
It's residential, mostly roofing.
Okay.
We can do commercial, but, you know, we'd love to have commercial, but we can definitely do it.
Okay.
You want to advertise commercial, too? I'm good with that.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation you want to be listed for?
I don't know. What do you think? 8 to 7?
8 to 7, 8 to 6, 8 to 5. I mean, it's totally up to you. Are you like Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 7.
Okay.
I mean, do you think I should put Saturday? I can take calls. I mean.
Well, we can put Saturday by appointment only. I mean, it's just like your operating hours. It doesn't mean you can't book a job on a Saturday, you know? I mean,
just put Saturday. Put 8 to 5 on Saturday.
8 to 5 on Saturday.
A lot of people, that's the only day they can do anything, you know?
Yeah. And what forms of payments do you accept? I know you mentioned financing and what else?
We're not really doing credit cards because it's too much fees on these large amounts of money.
I know. I hear you. When I was a caterer and I had really big gigs, oh, man, I'm like, ooh, that's a pretty good fee I'm paying.
Yeah.
So do you want me to put, like, check, Venmo, financing? What would you like me to list?
Whatever. Just put cash or check.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't done Venmo, but I'm sure it's not hard to do.
Yeah. If and at any time you do Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, any of those, just let us know and we'll update it. Okay. Do you want me to put in here that you offer financing?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put financing available. Okay. All right.
Put the BBB rating or the logo or?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to grab that link so that way they know that you are A-plus rated. So I'll make sure that that's attached too. All right. Now, if you could take a look either at your email or your cell phone, we sent a copy of your invoice. It'll say initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, "Dear David A. Sugg, you've gotten several messages and emails."
All right, here's one that says, "Welcome to Splash." Here's one that says...
It would probably be the one after that. That one's the invitation for your client interview.
So what I do there, I open up these attachments?
No, not on that one. I mean, that one, I believe that there's a spot on there. You can click on yes, I will attend. And it'll actually set a reminder on your calendar on the invite. Okay. So the one that you're looking for, it would have came after or before that, but it'll say, "Dear David A. Sugg, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is below this email."
Mm-hmm. Hang on 1 second.
Now, I don't know why at this time, but if for some reason I don't know why my phone gets staticky. I need to have my manager take a look at that. If for some reason it disconnects, I'm calling you right back. So don't be alarmed. I didn't hang up on you. Just the FYI.
So I hit the yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the email that I need you to look for is the one that says initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, "Dear David A. Sugg,
mm-hmm.
thank you for choosing Local Splash."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It says initial invoice, yeah.
Yes, sir, okay. That one. Okay, perfect. So do you see where it says, "Please click here to accept your subscription terms"?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on that, and it'll take you to a page that'll say at the very top, "Local Splash Terms of Experience."
Right.
Right? Okay, scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a box for you to sign your name, but right above that, there is a box to the left, and right next mm-hmm. to it, it says, "I certify that I'm the authorized signer and holder of the credit card." All the information is correct. Go ahead and click on that little box because you're saying that, yes, it's your name on the card.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to type in your name exactly as it reads. So David A., don't put a period after the A, just David A. Sugg. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you'll click on confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when you do that. The next thing you should see is it's asking you for a username and a password. You see
that's
that?
Where I'm at.
Okay, perfect. So this is where you would go in and see your reports, okay? We don't have a username or password for you yet because they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. So you will receive a separate email with this link, a username and a password. So this is why I want you to view that video. Okay, because it'll show you how you walk in, and it walks you through it on how you go in there.
Okay.
Now, reminder, your client interview is scheduled between 10 and 11 o'clock on Monday. They will call you from an 877 number. You don't mm-hmm. need to be in front of a computer. It could take 30 to 40 minutes. Just depends. Okay?
Okay.
And then the last thing I want to go over with you, just so you have, you know, a realistic timeline on when you're going to see everything happening. And we'll send you notifications as these steps are being completed. So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the directories, okay?
Okay.
Within 7 to 14 days, David, you're going to be listed at the top in the Google Ads, okay? Now, with your current listing that you have, your profile page on Google, mm-hmm. you're going to have to add us on as managers. If you're not sure on how to do that, the technician will walk you through it. Okay,
okay,
so you can add us on there so we can manage it.
Right.
You might have to, but they also send, I believe they even send you instructions, and it's not that difficult. It's pretty simple, but they'll walk you through it. Okay? So typically in our terms and conditions, it does state that the local listing can